As Nick Spicer just mentioned, there was a murderous act of anti-Semitism in Turkey on Saturday. Truck bombs exploded outside two Istanbul synagogues, killing at least 23 people. Turkish officials are investigating claims that Al-Qaeda was behind the bombings.
There have been Jews in Istanbul since it was in Byzantium, the Eastern Roman Empire. But most of the small Turkish Jewish community that was targeted on Saturday are Sephardim, descendants of Spanish Jews. When Ferdinand and Isabella expelled the Jews who had shared in the glory that was Moorish Spain, some of them took up an invitation of refuge from the Muslim Sultan of Ottoman Turkey, and with very rare exceptions have lived peacefully in Turkey ever since. Rachel Amato Bortnik was born in Izmir, Turkey. She now lives in Texas and joins us for member station KERA in Dallas. Mrs. Bortnik, first, how big is the Jewish community in Turkey at this point?
It's about 25,000 people.
And how did the violence of Saturday, say, contrast with or be consistent with the experience of those people with life in contemporary Turkey?
It contrasted greatly because Jews have lived peacefully in Turkey for centuries, even before the Spanish expulsion. And by the way, most of the exiles from Spain and Portugal settled in the Ottoman Empire, not just a few of them. It was a mass immigration into the Ottoman Empire, and they were welcomed there.
Those Spanish Jews or Sephardim brought with them the Spanish that they spoke in Spain, and many still do speak it, I gather.
I do. It was my first language. It's called Judeo-Spanish or Ladino.
15th century Spanish, essentially.
Essentially, yes. Colored by the influences of Turkish very greatly, and some Hebrew, of course.
Has it been an especially stressful time for the Jews of Turkey, these past few years of Al-Qaeda attacks and a U.S.-led war on terrorism?
I don't know if it has been stressful. I've been there almost every year, and people seem concerned that anti-Semitism was on the rise. But I think what happened last Saturday was totally unexpected.
There was another attack, though, on one of the two synagogues on Nevi Shalom.
Yes.
Back in 1986. What happened then?
Yes. At that time, a couple of Arabs had come in and shot about 22 people. And ever since then, the government has helped the Jews make all their institutions very secure. So everybody has to go through checks and frisking and so on.
When you've spoken to Jews in Turkey over the past couple of days, I wonder, do they express any loss of confidence of Jewish life in Turkey and the government's support for their security, or do they feel that they'll get through this?
I'm sure that people are worried. But I don't think they're going to leave. I think this is their home. And most Turkish people are very, very friendly to Jews and see no difference. And Jewish people and Muslim Turks are friends and neighbors. And the outrage that this incident has generated among my Turkish, that is, Muslim friends, speaks volumes to me that there are outside forces here that planned and executed this act.
Well, Mrs. Bortnik, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Rachel Amato Bortnik, who is a native of Izmir, Turkey, born into the Turkish Jewish community, spoke to us from member station KERA in Dallas, Texas.